Time to look for that great pumpkin. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Halloween is almost upon us, and if you're looking for that perfect jack-o'-lantern, Gary Crawford with USDA has some tips and tricks for you.
Over the next few days, a lot of us will be out there hunting for the perfect pumpkin for the Halloween jack-o'-lantern.
If you handle pumpkins properly, you store them properly, they'll last through Halloween for you.
And of course, Cornell University Extension pumpkin expert Bob King says simply choosing the right pumpkin will help make sure you've got a good one that will hold up. King says first, the stem of the pumpkin will tell you a lot about the condition of it.
It's best to look for a stem that's not shrunken or shriveled. Ideally, the stem would look very healthy. It would be thick, preferably green, which means it's been cut within the last 14 days.
And when you pick up that pumpkin to buy it and take it home,
never grab a pumpkin by its stem. Always carry it from the bottom. A damaged stem is bad news for a pumpkin. It won't hold very long if you damage that stem or break it away. Don't put them on concrete or brick surfaces. Try to put them on wood or something that will lift them and let air circulate underneath them. And ideally, keep pumpkins in a cool and dry place until you're ready to carve them. Avoid freezing temperatures. If you can, avoid direct sunlight. That'll help hold pumpkins for as long as possible so they'll last through Halloween.
Also, King says wait as late as you can to actually carve that pumpkin. Now, you may have heard of some folks spraying various treatments on or in the pumpkin to help preserve it, including disinfectants. I've heard spray wax. Somebody told me they used hairspray. And, of course, there are some things that you can buy at the store that claim to extend the life of that jack-o'-lantern. However, Bob King told us,
normally doesn't help pumpkins last any longer, particularly as it relates to being used for Halloween.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Now, also remember to check your pumpkin all over for any bruising or soft spots before bringing it home. Have a safe day and happy carving. Join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.